Servicing the weather radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, originating from the Akron Canton National Weather Service office in North Canton, Ohio. Showers and thunderstorms should put an end to our dry spell beginning tonight into Tuesday. These showers and thunderstorms will move in from the west due to low pressure moving across the Great Lakes through the Ohio Valley the next day or so. These lows will be fortified by a meandering stationary front out of the Plain States. High pressure will move in by midweek, ending the rain. On the midday weather map, we can high pressure cover the eastern third of the nation. Low pressure troughs are moving across the Great Lakes. High pressure is over the big country of Wyoming. The detailed forecast for east central and southeast Ohio, including Beverly, Steubenville, and Barnesville. Partly sunny and very warm this afternoon, high of 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be on Monday and very warm with a high in the upper 80s. There's 0% chance of rain this afternoon, 40% tonight, 60% on Monday. Wind variable, 5 to 10 miles an hour this afternoon, southwest around 10 miles an hour tonight. Partly to mostly sunny skies of the river across Ohio at noon. Temperatures range from 78 to 86 degrees. Columbus had 86, Zanesville 81, Chesapeake 85, Marietta 83. Humidities in the 40 to 60% range, wind light variable. Akron weather radar continues to show no precipitation echoes in northern or eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, or northern West Virginia.
It is estimated that at any given moment, 1,800 thunderstorms are in progress over the Earth's surface. At NOAA, the Department of Commerce's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, much is being done to tame the destructive effects of thunderstorms. The National Weather Service keeps a round-the-clock, round-the-calendar watch on atmospheric conditions to provide routine forecasts in the United States and to provide timely warnings for severe storms. NOAA's environmental research laboratories are probing these violent, short-lived storms to provide prediction techniques and to discover how to modify them beneficially. Thunder is the sound produced by explosive expansion of air heated by a lightning stroke. The distance in miles to a lightning strike can be estimated by counting the number of seconds between lightning and thunder and dividing by 5. Each 5 seconds is equal to about 1 mile.